This is Stream Podcasts, and I'm Brooklyn Rapata, a performer who's devoted to making dance their career. From a young age, I instantly fell in love with the art form and devoted my blood, sweat, and tears in creating a successful career. Though my passion for dance can cloud my judgment into accepting reality, what would happen to me if my dreams aren't successful? As dancers, we commonly forget about the backup plan if our desired future is not accomplished. What's your plan B when you don't have a plan B? When we fall and drop from success, our mental state can be found fallen with us. Our dark and isolated thoughts lost without passion, purpose, and hope. In today's podcast episode, I will be discussing the controversial topic of the mental health of dancers and recognizing the individuals who are suffering the consequences of simply striving for something they love. I strongly believe that we need to offer more facilitations, programs, and psychologists to provide help to the people who are suffering from mental diseases in silence and who are prone to making health compensating decisions. 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Imagine working all of your childhood for a future that fails. Dance being a demanding career in all aspects, being body image, technique, and performance. You may be an amazing dancer, but there are other aspects that may prevent you becoming successful due to not satisfying the whole criteria. I've interviewed a well-known performer and choreographer and asked her in relation to her experiences in the entertainment industry. She has asked to remain anonymous due to not wanting any attention that could result in controversy. Have you ever been rejected from an audition before?
Yeah.
Did you receive feedback on why you didn't become successful in gaining the position?
Yeah, I was too short.
Do you believe someone with like amazing technique and is an amazing dancer overall can fail?
Yeah, but like other things can go towards being unsuccessful. Like you may have great technique and performance quality, but you could be, you're too short, hips, how you look overall might not require what they need. So all that technique you've worked so hard for, it's to just cut you for it.
In 2015, the Australian entertainment industry performed a research conducted by Entertainment Assist and revealed that 1 in 4 Australians that actively participate in the arts have attempted or thought about suicide and have a higher diagnosis of mental health issues than the general population. In the period of time, in 2015, statistics demonstrated Australian adults is 1 in 5. In the arts, 1 in 3 people are affected. In the entertainment industry, we typically have company dancers, but it can be found that dancers will be represented independently, working off their own creative basis. In terms of independent dancers, it can decrease the chance of receiving a source to find mental health specialists due to no sources being available and not being able to financially afford the help. This creates more awareness in why sources and facilitations should become more accessible and cater financially.
As dancers, I feel like we need to become strong and independent. We grow up dealing with criticism. If you can't handle it, then you'll struggle making a career because all you get is criticism about your body, technique, anything they can pick at, they will. They're ruthless. We keep our emotions to ourselves because we need to show that we're strong, not vulnerable. Basically, at the end of the day, we're told to suck it up.
It has been demonstrated from the interviews conducted that dancers need to not only become physically strong, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually enabled to create a career. This isn't fair. Being okay with people struggling mentally because it's a requirement of society to create a career, this isn't acceptable and a change needs to happen. My visual reference that I have displayed is a quote which stands behind the reason of today's podcast episode. It helps why I strongly believe we should hold more facilitations, programs, and psychologists enabled to offer help to dancers struggling mentally. I hope after listening to today's episode that more awareness has been created for you and you join me in helping these individuals who are struggling and shed light on the pain that they are feeling. We hope you enjoyed our weekly episode on Stream Podcasts and hope to see you again listening to our opinions and perspectives on different social issues.